Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Well, happy Memorial Day weekend to you, one and all. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Garden America Radio Show. We are here 2 hours every Saturday, today no exception. I know a lot of radio shows and various radio personalities take the weekend off, but not us. We are here live and ready to go. John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, and a little Hawaii Five-O music in the background as we welcome summer, John. Summertime.
You know, I think to be more accurate with what you just said, you should have said, I know a lot of radio personalities are able to take the weekend off.
Okay, semantics then. Okay, I got you.
But I'd much rather be here.
Oh, absolutely. This was fun for 2 hours, and you get to sit next to Tiger.
That's right.
Who wouldn't want to do that?
Across from you. Yeah, it's awesome.
You can see me.
It's a triangle of awesomeness right now.
It is. It's your garden buddies.
Never thought of that. I like the sound of that.
Triangle of awesomeness?
Yeah.
We should wear rings.
No, you're getting, okay, let's, you know, we can stop now. It's getting a little weird. But as we do start the show, I want to remind everybody that this hour of the Garden America Radio Show is brought to us by your good friends at Bayer. That's Bayer Advanced. To get more from the Blue Bottle, great sponsors of the show. We thank them for that. And also invite you to call us, whatever's on your mind, 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com, questions and comments.
That's right. You know, and we're broadcasting on Facebook TV again, right?
We are.
Facebook Live.
Facebook Live. I like Facebook TV.
He's getting there. He's getting there.
I'm surprised that I can remember it's Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook Live. We are on right now. If you're next to your computer or want to bring up your tablet or a smartphone, you can watch all the action in here and see what we do.
And I brought stuff to, I mean, not only can you watch us.
You can hold it up to the camera, John.
I brought some things to, actually gifts for you and Tiger.
Really?
Yay,
yeah. Oh, wow. Absolutely.
Yeah, this one I need your input on because I'm, you know, this year we added the super dwarf tomatoes to our lineup, which are great space-saving plants because they only get to be like 3 to 4 feet tall. They're nice and sturdy and compact and tons of fruit. But they can be grown, besides in your garden, if you want to save space, they can easily be grown on your patio. So I was thinking, you know, I wonder if there's some other type of patio tomatoes that would make sense. So I brought you and Tiger each one of these Cherry Falls tomatoes.
Cherry Fall?
Yeah,
Tell us about it.
I thought your daughter might like this.
Yeah?
Trying that.
It's called Cherry Fall?
Cherry Falls.
Falls. Here. Okay, that's plural.
Can you reach out and grab that? and maybe we can show it up there. People can look at it. But anyway, here's the deal on this tomato. It gets to be 6 inches tall. So, like, that's as tall as it gets.
This is beautiful.
Wait a minute. This right here, the height that it is now.
That's as tall as it
gets.
That's
it.
Wow.
But it spreads 3 feet.
Oh, cool.
So you could put that in your hanging basket on your patio, Brian.
That's great.
That thing would hang down 3 feet. And anyway, that's what it's supposed to do. I need you guys to let me know how it actually works.
So we're guinea pigs. We're the test subjects.
Yeah, and you could see that it had tomatoes on it.
Already. I know. It's
in
crazy.
In that little tiny plant. So.
So who needs that topsy-turvy tomato thing? We can just put this in a hanging basket and get the same kind of concept.
You can plant this one right side up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right?
That's cool. You always get dizzy when you have to plant things upside down.
So that should go in a pot and be hanging so it hangs down? Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Because obviously 3 feet wide is going to begin to hang because of the weight.
Or you could put it on a pedestal. I saw some people had planted them in those Grecian urns.
Well, if I put it on a pedestal, you'll have to move.
You keep me up on a pedestal, don't you?
Anyway, you lost your train of thought.
No, I was just saying, you know, a Grecian urn?
Yes.
Yeah.
That a lot of people will plant, I've seen anyway, people plant those tomatoes in there, and they just hang over.
So how old is this? I mean, to have tomatoes already? I mean, this is great.
I think those are about a month old.
Okay. Yeah, we'll test it. Absolutely.
Yeah, let me know what it
does. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And then I also brought plants for you, Brian, to plant in your garden.
More color in my patio.
Yeah, but the blooms, I guess, faded over the night. Here's one right here. This is called one of the crazy tunias, and the variety is Moonstruck.
We've got a nice shot of that on Facebook right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it there for you.
Yeah, very good. We got a director, Tiger Palafox.
There you go. Can you see that? Is that showing up on Facebook?
There you go. Right there, John. Just keep it right there.
The colors on this petunia are
Hold
so
it up
intriguing
to, the camera.
To me.
Hold it up to the camera a little bit. We'll get this down.
All right.
There you go.
I'm not on Facebook, so I have no idea what I'm doing. But anyway, I think that you'll like that. It's kind of intriguing.
That is
colors,
nice, yeah.
Right?
Okay, so just put that in a bigger pot when I get home?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things in there. You can decide what to do with them.
Nice.
You mean each one of those I can divide?
No.
No, that's all one.
There's about 15 plants in here.
But they can all live together in a big pot, right?
It can all live. This is the size. This is what they look like, see?
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
Little tiny plugs that you can.
Okay.
You can make a combination planter. Do whatever you want with them.
Sure. Thank you. Wow, I love color. This is great.
There you go.
Okay, more color for the patio. 13 minutes after the hour, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com if you want to email us with your questions and comments. And, of course, we're on Facebook Live right now. Go to our Facebook page, Garden America Radio.
Yeah. I don't know how readily accessible they are at the retail level, Tiger, but there's that whole line of petunias called Crazy Tunias.
Uh-huh.
And they've got just unbelievable colors.
Yeah, I mean, with the nowadays, the stripes, and there's even one with these blotches on it, kind of a thing.
Oh, Alice gave us those last year. Do you remember, Brian? What was that called? Just, Starry Night or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Something like that. Yeah, and it's just amazing what they can do. You know, Chris Berg, you know, Chris Berg, he's kind of a plant hunter guy. It was funny, he was walking through our beds and he saw this Calibrachoa, the lemon slice. Mm-hmm. But there was one that had a little bit of a mutation in it, and he was so excited because he's like, oh, look at a new variety of Calibrachoa. It's like, so it's even within themselves, they keep developing new ones.
I don't understand the direction some of the plant breeders go in, because they're breeding petunias down to where they have little tiny flowers the size of Calibrachoa, and they're breeding Calibrachoa to have larger
flowers
the size of petunias, you know? Why not just plant one or the other?
Pick one.
Yeah, what's the point?
Oh, it's funny. It's true. Yeah, the Calibrachoas are getting much bigger. You almost can't tell the difference between a super tunia and some of the big Calibrachoas because they almost look the same.
Right.
Go ahead, John.
I was just going to ask if you guys read the article I wrote on the Australian AstroTurf.
I started to but didn't finish it.
Well, wasn't that interesting, was it?
No, no, I was doing several things at once, and I wanted to wait to go back where I could give it my undivided attention.
Well, I thought good you answer. Would appreciate the picture in there, because that was another one of my Photoshop deals.
Well, I was looking at your Memorial Day message at the top. I was impressed by that. I actually copied that and put it on my Facebook page.
You mean that's as far as you got? Was just
the very top
it captured
of the
me.
Newsletter.
I like it. No, I perused.
It said, Happy Memorial Day, and you were done.
I was it. Another successful newsletter.
Well, the Australian AstroTurf really intrigues me because it's this really low-growing, moundy, almost like moss. Except it, you know how moss gets kind of loose and doesn't stay as tight as it could be sometimes? And this really does stay tight. And it's drought tolerant once it's established. So I think it looks, my granddaughter comes over and she likes to put her little animals on it and play things.
Much like you do.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I told her, whatever you do, don't touch this. That's the wrong thing to say to her.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't. Hey, let's squeeze that quote in. We'll be taking the break here coming up momentarily. Bring our guest on. But the quote of the week, John, at 16 after the hour.
The quote of the week is from Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends.
Oh, that is true. Okay, here we go. Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully you've got 3 days off, because I know that some of us in the studio do. We're going to get ready for a great show today. 2 hours. Our number one guest, Tiger,
is David Salmon with High Country Gardens.
All right, so stay with us. And again, if you have any questions for our guest or one of us, it's 855-424-9825. Again, that's toll-free at 855-424-9825. Or john@gardenamerica.com. Remember, Garden America heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. As we approach 17 minutes after the hour, taking a break, we are coming right back.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for Soil and Turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love.
It is 22 minutes after the hour, back here on your Saturday long Memorial Day weekend. Thank you so much for joining us as we remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice to our country. So thank you very much, whether you're in the military or have served in the military. Thank you so much. And again, we appreciate you tuning in. This is Garden America. I'm Brian Main, along with John Vagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Lines are open for the entire 2 hours at 855-424-9825. Or if you want to email us with your questions and comments, that's john@gardenamerica.com. Here, heard nationally on Biz Talk Radio, our guest Dale is ready to go. Tiger.
Hey, good morning. So, hold on, sorry, I'm trying to get things organized here.
You're trying to direct the show and do camera angles and everything else at the same time.
Yeah, I was just trying to work on, because I was so excited because the intro that you gave as far as getting questions answered.
Right.
This is the time that you want to call. This is the time you want to write an email, because we have David Salmon with High Country Gardens, their chief horticulturalist, and you know, when it comes to knowing what's going on with plants, trends, problems, anything, this is the man you want to talk to. Good morning. Are you there?
Yes, good morning.
How's everything going?
It's a beautiful day out here in New Mexico.
In what part of New Mexico are you?
I'm in northern New Mexico, in Santa Fe, the state capital.
Okay, very good. I also know that there's a place in New Mexico called Las Vegas, right?
Yes, yeah, often confused with the other states, Las Vegas, indeed.
Is that where the Raiders are moving to? And they're just duping everyone?
I think they better stay on the left coast there.
Exactly, in Nevada.
Yes.
Now, David, being the chief horticulturist over there at High Country Gardens has to be quite a task, because you guys specialize in kind of the unique but niche style plants that people are looking for, but at the same time you've got to keep up with what the trends are and what's going on in that market. Tell us a little bit about High Country Gardens and, you know, your role.
Well, I founded High Country Gardens back in 1994, and the company is operating out of a large greenhouse in Denver. And our primary focus from the beginning has been water-wise plants, for the Waterwise Garden, and part of that focus has been bringing kind of the best new and tried and true plants to market for people to put into their Waterwise Gardens. Our focus at the beginning was primarily in the western United States, but we've expanded our offerings to include plants that work all across the country.
Now, you know, beyond just Waterwise, you guys also focus on the bees and hummingbird plants, and you guys do kind of the regions as far as, you know, you can actually go to your website and say, hey, this is where I live, tell me what's going to grow, right?
Yes, we've broken out the regional plant selections to help people zero in on the plants best for their area, because I think it's important for gardeners to remember that not one size doesn't fit all necessarily when it comes to plants, because regional differences can make a real difference in terms of the suitable plants for the area. And, you know, the pollinators have been a real focus of ours for about the past 15 years, with trying to call attention to the need to provide nectar for bees and butterflies, and of course attracting hummingbirds to the garden.
And, you know, when it comes to finding new plants, is there a plethora of plants out there that you still have to introduce, or is it kind of winding down as far as some of these varieties go?
Oh, the future plant introductions, the sky's the limit. There are so many great native plants out there that really have not been worked with and improved upon to be introduced to gardeners. There are lots of great plants coming to the United States from other high, dry, cold areas of the world, you know, places that share our limited water resources. So really there's more good plants coming to the market than ever. I think one of the challenges is for gardeners to kind of separate the wheat from the chaff, because not all new plant introductions are necessarily worth inviting into your garden. So that's part of my work, is making the selections, testing them out in the garden, and I also do a lot of breeding and selecting myself.
And you know, when you say they come from other parts of the world, what would you say are some regions that we are compatible with when you're selecting plants for this kind of xeriscape style plant?
Well, there have been a lot of recent expeditions to Kazakhstan. Western Asia is a very it's the steppe of Western Asia. In other words, the prairies of the Soviet Union and Western China is a very bountiful area for new plant introductions, as well as things like that have been in the trade forever, like delphiniums, come from Kazakhstan. South Africa continues to be provide a wealth of interesting plants, as well as the Western United States. But I would say probably Western Asia seems to be the hot spot for introducing a lot of these water-wise plants to the United States.
Really, I would have never thought that. Whenever I think of drought tolerant, I think of Australia. I think of some parts of the Mediterranean. But you know,
so
that's,
what is it about?
Interesting.
Yeah, what is it about Asia that makes it different?
Well, it's not so much that Asia is different, but it actually shares a lot in common with North America in terms of the climate. It's a dry climate. It also has common soil conditions, a lot of heavy clay in Western Asia. So the growing conditions are very much a match with particularly Western North America. So the challenge has been to just identify good plants that will work here that won't be invasive. You know, that's always a consideration when you're bringing in plants from other parts of the world. And it's a plant palette that just isn't very well known. So the primary lead in bringing plants from Western Asia is the Denver Botanic Gardens. They've sent several plant expeditions to the area, as well as Pakistan, Afghanistan, those regions, very dangerous at this point, but
we're going to go to a commercial right now, but we want to hear some varieties when you get back, okay?
Right, coming right back with David, our guest, again, 855-424-9825, or questions at john@gardenamerica.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 3398.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to your Memorial Day weekend. 35 minutes after the hour, back here with your friends on Garden America. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main, John Begnasco. Lines are open at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Also, John at gardenamerica.com if you want to get your email questions in here on Biz Talk Radio as we continue.
Yeah, and just before the break, we were talking with David Salmon with High Country Gardens. And we were talking about where some of these new introductions are coming from, but now let's go ahead and get into some of the new varieties out there, or even old varieties, but that are making a comeback out there on the market that you're seeing. So can you give us some examples of some neat plants that people can look for?
Well, there have been, in pursuing plants that attract hummingbirds and pollinators, there continue to be a lot of great introductions with the native salvia that are found in the southwestern United States. There's been myself and others have been working on improving cold hardiness in that group of plants. And there's some good new ones and some good old ones. One of my favorite salvias is Salvia maraschino, like the cherry. Mm-hmm. It's a summer and a fall bloomer with maraschino red cherry colored flowers. Another great salvia that blooms all season and is very cold hardy, Raspberry Delight. And then there's some good new European salvias, that what I call old world plants, that come to us from Europe. And these include the really nice little dwarf variety called Marcus, which is doesn't bring in the hummingbirds, but is invaluable to attract bees and butterflies.
And when you say dwarf variety, how tall are we talking?
Marcus tops out in bloom at about a foot.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's almost like a little ground cover style salvia.
Well, almost, yeah. It's a low mounder, so it's good for up front in the border, good for lining pathways, sidewalks. A lot of these, I think a very popular trend currently in the new plant introductions are more dwarf plants, because people, I think, have smaller yards and more limited spaces to garden in, so these smaller growers have become very popular.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, even on, you're saying out there with the Salvia greggii varieties and, different ones, there's the standard variety, but then there's always backing it up right now with the dwarf one, because people love to use them in pots or small gardens. Yeah. And those big ones that get 3-4 feet tall, they could just overpower sometimes. And so, I think that they're going to the more compact style plants. And so that's what you guys are working on, is kind of maybe taking the best of the best in that genre and then putting it on your guys' website to sell. Now, who do you primarily sell to from High Country Gardens?
Well, High Country Gardens is a direct-to-consumer catalog and website. So we go sell directly to gardeners across the U.S., although our sweet spot is the western half of the country, the Great Plains, Intermountain West, and the West Coast is kind of our sweet spot, particularly for a lot of our water-wise plant selections.
So that's where you're kind of seeing those drought-tolerant plants going, is primarily on the West Coast?
Well, as you all are, I'm sure, very familiar, the California, thankfully, is coming out of a very severe five-year drought. It had excellent rains and snows up in the mountains, so it's a good time to learn the lessons of the drought and prepare for the next drought, because it's coming. We just don't know when. So when there's water, that's a great time to plant your water, get your water-wise plants established, so that your garden will be in a resilient condition when difficult conditions return.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things that is nice about your website is it gives you the info that a consumer needs to make the right choice. Like you said, you put in your zip code, and instantly it pops up with a few suggestions for you. And then from there, the info for each plant tells you how much water it needs, sunlight, all those different requirements, so people can be successful.
Well, that's so important. I'm afraid a lot of the plant information out in the public sphere is a little too generalized for my tastes. So I like to translate my experience with these plants into concrete facts that help people make good decisions as to what to invite into their gardens.
Yeah, I would imagine people see something they want, and they don't live in the right zone or the right area, and then they buy it or they plant it, and they wonder why it didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'm making fun of my wife.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I still can't get over working. I work in a retail nursery, David, and, you know, somebody brings a plant up to the counter, and they're like, oh, I like this plant. I live in, you know, East County, San Diego, and it gets 95 degrees, and I'm going to put it out in full sun. And I'm like, oh, no, that won't work. I'm sorry, you can't. He's like, well, no, there's some shade. I'm like, no, you don't understand. It's 95 degrees. It still won't work. Well, it's cool. I'm like, okay, fine. Obviously, whatever I tell you is not going to make a difference.
You're still going to buy the plant.
I just hope you don't come back to me when it does.
You know, there's so much great information on David's website, and I'm looking, and there's even a pronunciation icon. So you can click on it if you want to, you know, because a lot of us look at Latin words and they're hard to pronounce. You're not sure how to say it.
What a great idea, David.
Yeah, you don't want to look stupid when you go in to talk to Tiger at his nursery. So now you can pronounce it correctly.
That's perfect.
That's a great idea.
Well, you know, a lot of the I like to use Latin names for plants where possible, because I think it helps to eliminate confusion. There's so many conflicting common names that vary regionally. So, you know, someone from Northern California is down in San Diego, and what they might call a plant in terms of the common name is different than the ones used in San Diego. So Latin kind of helps bridge the knowledge and connect everybody, so they know that they're on the same page when they're talking about a plant. But it can be a little intimidating sometimes to pronounce it. But so the pronunciation guide hopefully has been useful to people.
You know, I was looking on your website when you were talking about the Salvia sylvestris marcus, and I Googled it to look at some other pictures, because the picture on your website is really nice, nice and full and full of blooms. So I just Googled images to see what else was there, and I saw one with really dark flowers that was called, go back to my college German.
You're German now, right?
Yeah, it was Mainacht, which I think means
May night.
Yeah, do you guys carry that one? I haven't gone through your website yet.
I think that one belongs in the category of the tried and true. Mainacht, it's a German introduction, and you came up with the German name. Been in the trade, probably about 40 years, but it really has not been significantly improved upon. So, you know, there are a lot of great plants that have been in the trade for a long time that remain really top of the stack in terms of garden performance, adaptability, and toughness.
Yeah.
And that's one of them. It's a good one.
I think I'm going to try that.
Well, and a lot of those old world sages are good rebloomers too, so they'll flush a nice display of flowers, you cut the spikes down to just above the foliage, and then they'll quickly come back into bloom. So May 9th,
oh, that's great.
Yeah. One of those types.
Hey, so David, I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning. I think that our listeners got a ton of great information.
Right.
And not only that, a great resource for people to go to, even if they're looking for information on plants, High Country Gardens. Can you give us a little bit more about, you know, where people can go, you know, maybe
website,
what people should look for,
yeah,
and stuff like that on your website?
Sure. Well, it's highcountrygardens.com is our website. And thanks to your kind comments, it really, we've tried to make it a very informative website. And I also write a blog on the website, the Xeric Gardener, talking about water-wise gardening. So hopefully your listeners will find it to be a good resource for learning about plants and perhaps even purchasing some of the more interesting varieties for their gardens.
Well, I have to tell you, if you do go to the High Country Gardens website, there's all kinds of sales going on right now.
Yeah.
You may never leave. You'll be there all weekend.
Yeah. So, yeah, now
yes,
that you've got a long
the
weekend.
Holidays.
Right. Go spend some time on there and save some money, too.
Thank you so much, David. We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
David.
Well, thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. And have a great rest of the weekend.
You too. Thank you so much. Again, we are here live. It is Memorial Day weekend. I'm Brian Main, along with Tiger Palafox and John Bagnasco. It is Garden America. Lines are open. What's on your mind at 855-424-9825. If you prefer, you can email us, john@gardenamerica.com, right here only on BizTalk Radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you
can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 51 minutes after the hour. We've got one more segment, hour number one here, then, of course, hour number two coming up at 6 minutes after on this Saturday Memorial Day weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Biz Talk Radio. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco, and hopefully you're following us live on Facebook. We are Facebook Live right now. In case you're not tuned in, go to GardenAmerica.com. That's GardenAmerica.com is our website, but the Garden America Radio Show on Facebook to catch our show live. 855-424-9825. That is our number, toll-free, 855-424-9825, or john@gardenamerica.com. Any emails yet, John?
No, there's a lot of Facebook comments, though. Yeah, I finally figured out how to work it. All I do is say, hey, Tiger, can you show me how to do this?
So now John is wrapped up in looking at the comments, which is good. Comment on Facebook. We like that as well.
Well, you know, Dale gave that one comment. We were talking about petunias, and he mentioned he had the black magic
petunia. He said all black, yes.
Which, that came out from Ball. It was a Ball introduction. Ball introduction. Probably, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah, and then Phantom was the black with the yellow stripes in it.
Okay.
That was really cool looking.
Yeah, that's great. Well, now at least we have a chance to, to some degree, show what we have in the studio when we bring plants in, and hopefully you'll get a good look at that.
You know what one of the problems with growing black flowers is? Well, let's say black roses.
Black in general?
Yeah, but black roses in particular.
Anything to do with the heat?
It does, because the black attracts heat.
Sure.
So the petals in warm conditions, the petals end up burning because it just gets too hot.
Right. And, you know, you brought up, you were talking last segment, Tiger, about people who come into the nursery. They want to buy a particular plant. They live out in the East County, which, of course, is the hottest part of the county, I should say. And you're like, no, it won't grow. Well, it's going to be in the shade. It still won't grow because it's not the fact that it's direct sunlight. It's the heat and the environment that you're trying to grow it in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could have a 80-degree day, 85-degree day, and then have a, you know, Santa Ana wind where it's blowing 80 degrees of wind.
Right.
And like John was saying, plants are designed for their region. And if they don't have that thick, waxy coating to keep the moisture in the plant, just one of those hot, dry
it's
winds.
It's going to suck all the moisture out.
And then it'll never recover. It'll and so one time that happens.
One time.
You know, and it'll never recover. And we could be talking a five-year-old plant, a 10-year-old plant. Sometimes it just takes that one moment or that one severe cold that only happens once every 10 years, but it just is that once, and that one plant will die. And, you know, it's I was over in Sunset Cliffs, which is right along the coast here in San Diego, and there was a whole hedge of Ficus nitida, which is a really tough hedge. It's a really tough plant, Ficus nitida. And it was right on the beach, and there was a wall in front of it that went 4 feet. Well, all the foliage below the wall, perfectly fine. All the foliage above the wall, completely toasted and burnt.
Because it didn't
they
have
had
that
a storm,
protection.
And the salt and the wind hit it and just completely burned all the foliage. And, you know, but if you would have gone one block in, there was a home with a perfectly beautiful ficus nitida hedge. And so you just have to know what you can grow and where
right.
and why. And it was new, so it was probably a little bit more tender because, I mean, once they get older, they get hardy. But, right. you know, it's just – it's funny how these things can happen to people.
Well, even the city, when they plant various trees and things along the freeways, the highways, whatever – and there's a good example right there. Don't often think it through entirely as to how is this going to grow, you know, a month from now, a year from now, 5 years from now.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of cool because they are starting to think that way. When they put out, you know, when a city puts out its tree list, it considers what's it going to do to the sidewalk,
right.
what's it going to do to the
how big is the root system
and all of that. So that way they give you a good guide as far as what to put and where. But sometimes, you know, these new introduction plants, they don't have the data to back it
sure.
up, and then they regret it later on. I mean, you know, San Diego is a melting pot for plants, just like people. And so we've learned the hard way in a lot of different ways what works and what doesn't here. And, you know, we're still suffering from some of the consequences made by people that have brought in plants and, you know, haven't
right.
worked out well. But
right. And most everything here has been brought in from someplace else because San Diego's an arid desert.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
right to the ocean.
All the
and
way.
We tend to forget that. And I mean, and so the drought really should be no surprise when you live in a desert.
You know, I think I told you guys last week that in way, behind my shed way up on the top of the property, I had planted a Mexican primrose.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, it would make a beautiful meadow. But, you know, on your property, it's just not the plant to have.
Really?
Is it the pink one?
It's the pink, one. It's coming up everywhere.
Oh,
everywhere.
It's just like you can't stop it.
I can't. No. It needs to be sent out to Simi Valley.
It
just won't stop growing.
It sounds like running bamboo.
Oh, it's worse.
Yeah. It's worse than running bamboo.
It's worse because
wow.
bamboo, when the culms come up, you just kick them over.
You kick them over.
Stops it.
Yeah, but not this.
Not this. You'll see. I don't think I'll have it gone by the time you come over in a couple weeks, so you can check it out.
And you're coming, right?
Yep.
We're only coming because you're coming.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The triangle.
Exactly.
The triangle of
And then, of course,
power.
Sharon will be there with us.
That's right.
And we're thinking about even Facebooking Live the barbecue.
You wanted to open up to all the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. John's got the room.
Potluck.
Anyway, you should be one of the yards people are, what was that, a couple of weeks ago you had that walkthrough
yeah,
with the yards?
Tour.
Yeah, you should be one of the people on
oh,
that
not,
list.
No, he would be, he'd be so stressed out if he was ever on a garden
hey,
tour.
Hey, don't step on that. Hey, what are you doing? Stay off of that. Come over here. Stay on the sidewalk now.
I think I told you I opened my garden up one time, too. I thought this was a good idea because, you know, I've got a lot of roses.
Yes, you do.
And it takes a long time to prune them.
John has more than 10 roses.
So I opened it. I thought, you know, I guess it was maybe the Fallbrook Garden Club said, can we come over and will you teach us how to prune roses? And I said, well, if you tell your members to bring pruning shears and they each trim one or two roses
oh, boy.
As I show them.
Oh, but you would show them first how to do it.
Right.
Okay.
And so I thought, wow, that'll be good. I'll get a lot trimmed. So I think about 30 people came over, showed them how to do it, and by the time they had left, there were two roses pruned, both the two that I had shown.
That was it.
Yep. They took notes. They went home.
They pruned their own roses.
Pruned their own roses.
Nobody had an interest. Okay, that is going to do it for hour number one. We're going to take a break.
News We're coming back, though.
Yeah, we are going to come back because we have news coming up on some of these affiliates. Hopefully, your affiliate, you can stay with us. If not, you can go to GardenAmerica.com, click Listen Live, or go to Biz Talk Radio. Go to Facebook. Go to our Facebook page, Garden America Radio, and you can watch the entire show. Until then, going to take a break. News coming up. We're back at 6 minutes after Garden America on your Saturday.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.